In today's gospel, we read Jesus proclaim, quote, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill," unquote. Hello again. Jesus' words must have seemed radical and revolutionary to his listeners, but he was indeed suggesting that he was not rejecting the law laid down by Moses and the prophets, but building upon them. And he did so not only by his words, but by his actions. Since Matthew's gospel was written for Jewish listeners, so much of the gospel represents a way for the early Jewish believers in Jesus to see him not rejecting their ancient laws and customs. He would have certainly agreed in the words from Deuteronomy in today's first reading, quote, "Moses spoke to the people and said, 'Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you.'" Unquote. So what made Jesus' approach different, and how did he do this? Well, certainly he's proclaiming compassion and forgiveness not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. In so many words, Jesus was forming for humanity a new way of believing in God. Folks, Lent represents a season when we are invited into ways of being formed by God. Regardless of our age, we are called to practice disciplines that will form us, that complement who we are. It is as if Jesus is saying to each one of us, "I have come not to abolish your human identity, I have come to fulfill it." Father Ronald Rollhauser, one of the great spiritual writers of our time, an oblate of Mary Immaculate, speaks to these themes through his writings and presentations. Next to today's link, the homily, is a link to a short video of Father Rollhauser as he describes Jesus' compassionate ways. Moreover, for many of our listeners, Rollhauser addresses how we are formed as we age. He notes, for instance, that when our emotional freedoms are at their peak, our bodies begin to fall apart. For those of us who are older than 60, it seems that a new law has entered our lives, namely the law of aging. As a man of 73 years, I have become bewildered by the number of doctors I've begun seeing in recent years, as well as the variety of medicinal pills I've been advised to take. Slowly but surely, the aging process has shown its laws and requirements. Drink this, don't drink that. Do this, be careful, and don't do that. Do this exercise, but don't strain yourself. On and on it goes. Finding insight about aging through the thought of the psychologist James Hillman, Rollhauser ponders the question, what did God and nature have in mind when designing the aging process? Hillman's response is, quote, "The best wines have to be aged in cracked barrels," unquote. For Hillman, the last years of our lives are meant to mellow the soul, and most everything inside our biology conspires together to ensure that this happens. The soul must be properly aged before it leaves. It is a huge mistake to read the signs of aging as indications of dying rather than as indications into another way of life. Each physical diminishment, from why we have to get up at night to go to the bathroom to why our skin sags and goes dry, is designed to mature the soul. And they do their work without our consent, relentlessly and ruthlessly. For Rollhauser, then, the soul finally gets to trump the body and it rises to the fore. Rollhauser further notes that increasingly, as we age, our task is not productivity, but reflection, not utility, by character. In this respect, the words of the 19th century writer Ralph Waldo Emerson ring true. Sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. And so, friends, as we journey through Lent, whatever our age, may we find Jesus the Christ, as he did within the Jewish law, building upon our aging natures, and not so much diminishing them, but fulfilling them. Amen.